friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
A 50-year-old mom gave birth to a grandchild after praying about daughter's surrogate for pregnancy. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A 50-year-old mom, Chalice Smith, gave her daughter the greatest gift of all when acting as a surrogate for her pregnancy. Surrogacy is becoming increasingly common these days, and this story is nothing short of a stunning, blessed miracle. From the very beginning of her life, Caitlin Munzo felt the call to be a mom. Later, when she found the man of her dreams and got married, they started planning for a family right away. But at the age of 25, Caitlin learned she couldn't carry her own child. Doctors diagnosed Caitlin with several medical issues, including endometriosis and Sjogren's syndrome, which is an autoimmune disease that attacks organs. While the news was devastating, that meant the eggs Caitlin and her husband harvested could also be attacked by her own body. They only had 2 eggs left from their last IVF cycle. Blessedly, she had given birth before, but her doctors advised her against doing so again. Caitlin's 50-year-old mom, Chalice Smith, went to the Lord in prayer. Even though she was 50 in age, she knew nothing was impossible with God. If God could give Sarah a child when she was well into her 90s, God would have no problem helping Chalice in this way too. So Chalice did what any loving mom would do. She eased the burden of yearning to have another child by offering to be a surrogate for her daughter's pregnancy. I saw Caitlin go through the IVF process, and I know what it entails. There's all the shots and so many emotions that are involved with it, and I told her that I understood the risk and that I had been praying about it for 3 weeks, she told her daughter over the phone. Caitlin was shocked about her mother's perfecting time on the call when she said, "Then she told me, I was just sitting here thinking about who could I have carry my embryos, and you called me up." The pregnancy was a beautiful bonding time between the 50-year-old mom, daughter, and their new little miracle. The birth was too. On May 17th, the family welcomed Alanya Kate Chalice Munzo into the world. Chalice recalled, "She was 7 pounds, 13 ounces, 21 inches long, and came out just healthy and gave her little screams." After reflecting on the amazing journey Caitlin had with her mom, she took to Instagram and posted this caption. "What an amazing experience the last 24 hours have been. I am at a loss of words. My mom is a living angel and brought us another blessing on the earth side, and we are in love. When my mom offered to be our surrogate, it just felt so right. My mom did so amazing throughout the pregnancy, and we had an amazing delivery experience. Grateful for my mom and her selflessness in this journey." What an incredible blessing and a reminder God knew what He was doing when He created mothers. Moms will do anything to help bless their child in big and small ways. And this story is just one of those incredible reminders. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Proverbs 31:28. Dad sets up sting to stop daughter's stalker, and hidden cameras caught it all. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When parental control software alerted a man that a sexual predator was after his 15-year-old daughter, he notified the police. But the concerned father wasn't about to just sit idly by and wait. Instead, Dad set a trap to catch the online stalker in his own backyard, and the hidden camera footage is truly chilling. Keeping kids safe in a digital world is no easy task. That's why parental control tools like Forcefield were created, to help parents keep an eye on their children's online activities. It was an app similar to Forcefield that alerted an Oklahoma dad that his 15-year-old daughter was in danger. He learned she was talking to a man more than twice her age, a 33-year-old man who wanted to meet up with her. "He was messaging her and encouraging her to meet him," the father says, kind of setting up a situation to where she would lose her virginity with him. Needless to say, the father, who has kept his family's identity secret, was horrified. The dad took his proof to the police, but he says they told him they couldn't really do anything until the suspected predator actually showed up. And so, the devoted dad took matters into his own hands. The message to his daughter suggested the online stalker planned to come to the family home that night. The Oklahoma father knew he needed to stop the man, so he hatched a plan to protect his daughter. With the help of some cousins, the dad set a trap in his own backyard. They put up a hidden camera and pointed it toward a tent in the backyard where the stalker thought the 15-year-old would be waiting. Really, it was a grown woman. In the middle of the night, the online stalker came creeping into the backyard. He thought he would be meeting with an underage girl. Instead, her dad and two other men tackled him to the ground. "I told him that he stepped into the wrong backyard and he messed with the wrong little girl," the brave dad said. They secured the suspected predator's hands and feet with zip ties and called the cops. Police don't recommend civilians act on their own like this, but they were definitely impressed by this father's backyard sting operation, calling it almost professional. "They did it without harming him or leaving any bruises or marks on him," Del City Police Major Jody Suit said. "But we never encourage people to take the law into their own hands. That's what we're paid to take risks for." Thank God this father was so diligent in monitoring his daughter's online activity. Had he not been keeping tabs, there's no telling how the story would have ended.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, hello. Quinice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.